Hello, my name is Michelle Kramer Fitzgerald, and I am your guest host today for Delaware State of the Arts here on 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. And I am so pleased to have with me Sarah Crawford and Andre Wright Jr., who are the co-founders of the Original Color Collective. Now, beyond that, they're also, Sarah is a very successful fashion designer, and Andre is a very well-known and successful photographer in their own right. So I was really excited to hear about this venture that you had started last year. So why don't you tell me a little bit about the Original Color Collective and why you decided to go on this venture, even though you're successful artists on your own?
So I definitely feel like, I tell Andre this all the time, I don't think originally it was supposed to be a thing. However, it became a thing, and it became a really great thing. So we all know that we're in a pandemic. We were probably out of the thick of it. But during COVID, Andre came to me and wanted to do an editorial shoot. You know, we did the photo shoot, and we built a team of creatives, makeup artists, hairstylists, model, a designer that wasn't me. And, you know, I was the fashion stylist, Andre being the photographer. And we built this team, and it was all Black creatives. And we just thought it was so interesting concept. One of the things that we noticed that was a commonality is that a lot of entrepreneurs and small business owners were struggling because of the pandemic. You know, we just got to talking about it, and we just decided to kind of keep going. And then at first we were going, we had no name. And then we kind of bridged, you know, my clothing lifestyle brand is an original, and his brand is Color of Life. So that's the original and the color part. We just changed the spelling of color. And that's kind of, you know, how the Original Color Collective was born. So we really like to horn in on the fact that solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, whatever you're calling yourself, one man band, we're here to really help you push and propel your business, really scale and learn how to live in that digital space through videography and photography and through being a creative.
Basically two dope creatives coming together to bring life and more love to the city and to businesses as well. And I mean, all we've been doing is just having fun. I mean, just creatively having fun, picking out, you know, the locations, having a cool partnership with BPG. And then, you know, also just having a team and then curating everything this is beautiful. I'm just having fun.
Yeah, it seems like it. Was it the first photo shoot you did with Nadja Nicole?
Yes, that was
really a beautiful photo shoot. That was terrific.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was great. So tell me about that first project.
Well, actually, Andre wanted to shoot with Nadja. So I knew Nadja. I've known Nadja. I mean, I act like I'm so much older than her, but I am older than her. And I've known her for years. She actually modeled for me. I gave her a first modeling gig years ago when I did one of my first fashion shows at the Grand Opera House. So her and I have been really close, and we've stayed in contact ever since. So when he said he wanted to shoot with her, I was just like, well, I can make that happen. Like, let me just text her. And so I think that's why Nas was the subject. But I talk a lot. So I'll let Andre go into the rest of, you know, that piece.
As Sarah said, yeah, I wanted to work with Nas. I always just her whole vibe was just so nice and ill. But basically, we chose the location. Just wanted to go with a gringy, gritty type of vibe, and then having this beautiful model, it just messes things up, but also brings it really makes it really really intricate and dope. It was just the whole vibe was just beautiful. The shoot was super clean, and it just brought that energy that we definitely needed, and it brought it out in the images. Just the whole day was beautiful. It was super cold. It was really, really cold that day.
I remember she was commenting on that. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the first part was at the laundromat, but then the second part was at the steel mill down by the riverfront. And, you know, we was only out there for like 20, 30 minutes because she was in a beautiful gown. You know, arms was out, but it was like 20 below. So we had to move real fast. But we got the images. And, you know, but everybody successfully, you know, did their job. And, yeah, we had fun. And it turned out well.
It looked great. So once you finished that project and got it done and it was gorgeous, what did you do with that shoot then? Like, what was the message you wanted to put out there with that shoot as your first project? And just going forward, what did you want that to be?
So I really think that like I said in the beginning, being able to build that team of creatives during such a prevalent time said a lot. I feel like what we were trying to say is that although we're living in these crazy times and so uncertain, there's still a way to still move forward, and there's still a way to like live in the space, your truth of, you know, your creativeness or your business or whatever it is. There's still a way to live in that and still move forward. More inspiration, you know, to inspire people to keep moving, because it was such a dark time. You know, businesses were closing, people weren't sustaining. It was this crazy time. So I think that was one of the things we definitely thought about. And after, you know, thinking about that, we wanted to really get the word out that we were doing these things and that there were, you know, resources out here for, you know, these businesses and these solopreneurs that they could utilize. So, you know, press release, you know, the normal thing, press release. And then we start our social media campaign and started posting and doing those types of things.
So who are your clients now? Like, who do you target to utilize your services, or who do you, you know, because you're basically about uplifting the solopreneur, which I love that word, by the way. That is such a great word. And you need to trademark that word immediately.
Solopreneur.
So who are the people that you target? Yeah.
I just kind of feel like, I mean, we have worked with some small businesses, but I think that more so we work with a lot of solopreneurs. Like, I consider myself a solopreneur. You kind of like the one man band. You do everything in your business. You're the start and the end. And you're trying to do all of these things. And I think creatives, and creative, not just painters or designers. I mean, you could do food, like anything in a creative space. I find that those are the individuals that we have attracted most and that we've worked with most.
And Andre, what do you think what are some of the questions that entrepreneurs ask you most, or what are the things that they're looking for the most when they come to you?
Just their social media presence, basically the, you know, getting to understand the process, what goes on a photography set, film set. Wanted to just get out there more. You know what I mean? Being here in Delaware, a lot of folks haven't really stepped outside. So they just want to know the process a little bit more on how to become a photographer, or what are the, you know, the options that I can, you know, to become one and everything. And just want to just build their brand up a lot more.
So I'm going to switch a little bit and talk about each of your creative sparks, because you're both very wonderful creative people. So I want to talk a little bit about your design work, Sarah, and tell me about your fashion line and how that works into your mission with the Original Color Collective.
So that's how most people know me. They know me as the owner of Anar Original. And I've kind of been slowly moving out of that space in the traditional way that I've been in it. So, you know, everybody knows I'm a niche brand. I have tutus. I'm like a tutu queen. I also have the custom t-shirt collections. And then I also have my book, which is all about learning how to style yourself and building your closet as far as style. So, you know, I've always been a creative. You know, at one point I was creating my own textiles. I was getting fabric and I was hand dyeing, painting, doing all these great things for my collection. I just find that everything I've done in Anar Original, I've literally applied to the Original Color Collective and all the other things that I'm doing. Because it's the red thread, you know, if you're a creative, it kind of runs through. But more so, I think that my design work has kind of inspired me now to kind of step back a little bit. I'm more of the stylist and the publicist for the Original Color Collective. So I'm styling shoots, I'm still doing pulls and things, but I'm looking now through a different lens, because before I was designing, so I know what it should look like and how it is. Now I'm the one pulling from these designers so that I can kind of push them forward. Not that my time is over, but I actually love this space, you know, like, because people are like, oh, you're not doing it anymore. I'm like, yeah, I am, but just a little bit different. You know, I just shifted a little bit. I remember coming up and these resources weren't available. There weren't Original Color Collectives around. There weren't all these dope other solopreneurs and creatives doing all these things that you could kind of collab with. And I want to be able to say that I've created a lane for that for them.
I definitely think you are. I think it's something really special that you all are doing. And it's really about mentorship and uplifting, I think.
Right. Yeah.
Really? And I think that's kind of where you are. So before I go to Andre and let him tell his story, which I do want, I want to take a moment to remind everyone that's listening. You're listening to Delaware State of the Arts here on 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. And I am happy to be talking to Sarah Crawford and Andre Wright Jr., who are the co-founders of the Original Color Collective and creatives in their own right. So Andre, same question to you. Tell me, and it's a little more obvious with your background and your work. What do you bring to the table as part of the mission of the Original Color Collective as a photographer in the Delaware area?
Well, just honing all the skills that I've learned from film school, applying, photo shoots, everything that I've done so far with Color of Life, and now applying it to the Original Color Collective is basically just the same thing. Just creating those dope images, having a dope team to have it. You know what I mean? If it wasn't for the team, I think, a lot of this wouldn't be done. But I'm definitely thankful and grateful for them. But just that whole vision, every shoot that we go for, basically, I'm always just thinking ahead of like how it's going to be shot, the composition, the framing, the lighting, everything, all those applying, especially with Sarah, pulling the clothes and everything, like all that, the colors, like I'm always just thinking about that. And then just executing that. And then just basically, being at the locations is definitely an eye opener and definitely cool, because a lot of these locations are definitely like super clean. What's that word that we use for the one shoot, Sarah? I can't think of it right now. For the when we was at the Lee Calf shooting.
So we try to name them. Yeah. Try, because sometimes it's hard. But when we shot at La Cavalier, I called it a modern day Great Gatsby.
Right. Yeah. So those type of elements bring a lot to the shoots, and definitely it's super fun. So just having that eye, thinking about all those elements, applying it and then executing to create the image is super, super beautiful. So just all applying everything from Color Life to the Original Color Collective is the same. It's a thin line, but it all everything applies. And mm-hmm. and I apply that to my everyday life, and it works out best. You know what I mean? And it's creating a positive energy work.
Yeah, I think that's great that the two of you you're both great artists. So you're creating art in this process, but you're also giving back to the community and doing it in a really positive, wonderful way. And I think that's really awesome. I think I want to talk to you. You have two other members of the Color Collective.
Yes.
And their names are Ryan and Andrew. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay,
right.
So they're not here today, but tell me what they bring to the table and why you wanted them to be part of your endeavor.
So I'll talk about Ryan. You can talk about Andrew.
Okay.
So Ryan Stewart is, he takes care of our sound and gaffer. If you know, after we do a shoot, if you notice, we also do a BTS behind the scenes video. So he makes sure that the sound is great, that things are on point. He's also a camera guy too, because I see him with the camera. So he's a behind the scenes photographer as well. But the great thing about this collective is, although we come together to do these great things, we all individually have our own projects and our own endeavors as well. So he's actually a podcaster. He has the Deep Conversations podcast, which has like taken off like crazy. These last 6 months. So what we also have done is added that as an element. So he actually does interviews with the solopreneurs and the entrepreneurs as well, so that they're also able to gain additional visibility, in that regard. Your turn.
Yeah. And, Mr. Andrew Major, known as Rome Cake Universe. He is like our BTS behind the scenes guys, cameraman as well. So call him second shooter. And basically he just captures what goes on behind the scenes and applies that and puts that together. But not only that, he has a brand called Rum Case, where he's an artist. He's a graphic designer. He has his own hot sauce, which is amazing. You need to try that out. Hot sauce is banging. That's all I'm saying. You need to get some, get a bottle. You will be amazed. But you know, not only that, you know what I mean? Just we're all, well, I like to call us like a family. We're all a family, and with everybody, you know, and not only we know each other, but, you know, them applying what they know and their brands, you know, it brings great energy to the set. And that's, so, you know, it makes the images come out a lot better. So, and, you know, it's just fun, you know, working with these guys. So yeah, Mr. Andrew Major, he's a dope artist. So definitely, you know, check him out as well. And his brand and his hot sauce. And yeah.
Definitely going to check out the hot sauce and his art. I'm excited about that. That's great. So who has been your favorite, and not, you know, not to pick your favorite child, but who has been your favorite business to work with, or your favorite, you know, person to work with in the collective? What has been a project that you really just thought was the best thing you've done?
Well, I'm going to say, I'm always going to say the first one, Nas, at the Silverside laundromat, because that was just that whole vibe and energy, and just being in that laundromat, you know, that was a laundromat that, if you grew up in Wilmington, Delaware, you mm-hmm. went there to go wash your clothes back. You know what I mean? So, I mean, to me, that has a lot of history. And then just being that was our first initial shoot that took off. And, you know, we, like I said, like Sarah said, we didn't know where this was going to go. It just, it happened. It was beautiful how it happened. But yeah, so, I mean, I'm going to always go with Naja, Silverside Laundromat in Wilmington, Delaware. And yeah, it's the first shoot, as the one, as a, you know, as a like and everything.
I'm gonna say, and I'm gonna say the same thing. It's funny you asked this, Michelle, because the collective, we had a conversation about this probably like last month, and we all talked about what our favorites were. And I think we all said something different actually, which was surprising to me. I thought we were gonna kind of say the same thing, but I'm gonna say La Cavalier. Mm-hmm. My feelings are a little different. It had a lot to do with the fact that it's beautiful in there, but I'm very attached, and this is what I said before, I'm very attached to the Hotel DuPont. I pretty much grew up in there. My mom used to be the buyer for the Hotel DuPont in Country Club. So to look at it now versus when I was so much younger, I mean, I wouldn't even know the place actually. But, you know, I spend a lot of time in the green room and things of that nature. So I'm so ecstatic at the way that they recreated the rehab, it to bring a modern feel to it, but to keep, you know, to keep the history there. And I think that was just such a really great shoot to be able to show all of those new yet historical pieces of our city, because that was a staple in the city. So I think that, you know, we captured it well, and we were able to put like a creative spin on it, but still, you know, keep the integrity of it.
You did, just like the hotel when they redesigned it. They kept the important pieces of history, but they just upped it a level. They brought it up. Yeah. Oh, that's great. So tell me, Andre, what is next for the collective? What are your goals for the collective? What do you want to do next? What do you see coming down the road? What is something that you want to tackle in the future?
Well, you know, we're always going to be doing those dope photo shoots. You know, definitely, having a great partnership with BPG, shooting at their locations. Definitely a goal, working with bigger brands. I know we have some things in the works. So I don't know if I can say some names, but I'm gonna just say we, you know, working with some bigger brands and, definitely, giving more opportunities to the community, to the youth that want to learn more about the process, as well. And then just keep creating. For me, you know, simple is easy for me. But yeah, just for the whole, you know, for the whole group. But yeah, just want to build more with dope brands, and keep creating.
Yeah, Sarah, what are your thoughts?
So
Sarah always has really big ideas, so I can't wait to hear.
I know, it's so sometimes that's a gift and a curse, Michelle. Sometimes it's a gift and a curse. I mean, maybe I live in a rainbow. I just kind of want to paint the city with creativity, especially after COVID. It's been such, like I said before, it's like such a dark, colorless time that now it's kind of opening back up and people want to get out. And I just want to show them that our city has so much to offer, more so than they know that it does. And to really keep propelling, you know, creatives forward in their artistry, because there's so many of us. We all do something different, but we all have something to offer, and there's enough room for all of us. But so that's one thing. But you know, what Andre said, we do have some things in the works with some bigger global brands. So I do definitely want to go that route. But I think what he could have elaborated on, but he didn't. You know, there's a lot of younger people who want to get into, you know, the fashion world. They want to get into the photography world. And I think that we could really leverage, you know, the Original Color Collective as a hub for that. You know, shadowing and, you know, allowing them to get in on some of these shoots and learn and, you know, maybe shoot or, you know, style or so have you as well. So that's definitely something else I see in the future. But continuing to do what it is that we're doing, but to build some more alliances and partnerships within our city is definitely, you know, definitely key.
That's awesome. Thank you. I appreciate both of you for doing this. This is a really unique project. I appreciate you bringing all of your energy and all of your colorful entertainment and talent to the city and really, really bringing the city up. This is a great project. I love it. I'm so excited to talk with you
both. Thank you so much.
Sure. So if anybody wants to find out about the Original Color Collective, where can they go to find out more?
So the best place to, so we post mostly on Facebook and Instagram. There is a link tree on our Instagram. I am going to be actually uploading a calendar soon, probably in the next week, of all the different things that we have going on. But if you want to find out more about us, really Instagram is the main hub. But everything across the board is at the Original Color Collective, just right across the board.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, thank you both. We're going to wrap up and say thank you to Sarah and Andre from the Original Color Collective for being here today. I'm Michelle Kramer Fitzgerald. This has been Delaware State of the Arts on 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. Thank you both so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.